Shalom Aleichem. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording in our almost soundproof studio in Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Sota Lamed Gimel, Sota 33a, pagination is 65. We're starting from the two dots, about eight lines from the top. Tefillah. We were told in the Mishnah that prayer can be done in any language. And the Gemara says that this does not require a verse to prove. It's a logic. Rachamehi, it's an entreaty, communication with Hashem. Kolhechi deba'i matzli, and therefore, in whatever language a person wants, he could pray. Asks the Gemara, Utefila b'chol lashon? Really? Can prayer be in any language? V'ha'amar Rav Yehuda said, La'olam al yishal odom tzurachov, a person should not request his needs, belashon aramis, in Aramaic. Da'amar Rav Yechanan, because Rav Yechanan taught, kalashol tzurachov belashon arami, anybody who asks for his needs in Aramaic, in malachay asharis niskakin lo. He should be on the alert because the angels do not like to deal in Aramaic. Lefisha'e malachay asharis makirin b'lashan arami. They don't recognize Aramaic. This needs a little bit of explanation, but either way, it is a question. You're telling me that we can pray in any language we want, and we have a statement that one should not pray in Aramaic because somehow the angels don't like that. And the Gemara answers, Lo kasha, it shouldn't bother you. Hab yachid, hab tzibur. One statement was made for the individual, and one statement was made for the public, for a minyan. So Rashi explains that for the individual, you should not pray in Aramaic because your prayers are brought to Hashem. There's a conduit there where the angels get involved and the angels don't like to deal in Aramaic. If, however, you're praying with a minyan, so then Hein Kael Kabir Lo Yemos, Hashem deals directly with the prayers that come to him from a minyan, and you don't have to deal with the angels, and therefore you could even pray in Aramaic. And that's the general approach that is used in Halacha, that we do have Aramaic prayers that are done in public as part of the minyan, but to say even those prayers privately becomes very questionable. So that, for example, Yukum Purkan on Shabbos morning has a discussion associated with it, if it can be said privately, but in public, in the minyan setting, we say it, and it's certainly part of the prayers. Now, what exactly is so bad about Aramaic? And or is this problem with Aramaic really present in every language other than Lashon Kodesh, which would leave us in a terrible quandary because there are people who don't attend Minyan and they daven to Hashem? And is this Gemara talking about everybody that you can't ask outside of Lashon HaKodesh if you are davening privately without a minyan? So the basic approach is that this problem with other languages is limited to Aramaic, because Aramaic is so similar to Hebrew. In the words of the Rosh in the second perek of Brachos, Lashon ze miguna be'einehen lihizakek lo. It's considered a corrupted Hebrew. And the angels are almost distressed with the language, and they don't like to deal with it. The Ravid in Tamim Deim Kuf Pei Dalid words it a little bit differently. He words it that it's a respect for Hebrew that causes their reluctance to deal with Aramaic. Kidei shelo yanichu ha-mispalalim lashon ha-kodesh im yatiruhu lehispalal bo. They don't want to accept Aramaic because if they did, people would just daven in Aramaic because that was a language they were familiar with. And they would be satisfied with that because it's so similar to Lashon HaKodesh. They would just ignore Lashon HaKodesh from then on. And the angels sense the value of Lashon Kodesh, and therefore they reject Aramaic. However we understand this rejection, but it's a rejection specifically of Aramaic. And what's very beautiful about this topic is not the Aramaic issue, but what emerges over here is that there are certain methods of prayer that do not involve the angels and deal directly with Hashem. And regardless of what language a person is davening in, but that's a very powerful piece of information to know which types of prayers deal directly with Hashem. Our Gemara gave one example. Tzibur, when there's a minyan, you're dealing directly with Hashem, and you don't have to worry about the angels. Another example, also brought in Halacha, Hilchos Bikur Cholim, at the end of Yoredeya, is that if a person is davening in the presence of the sick person who is deathly ill, person is davening in the presence of the sick person, you could daven in Aramaic, because Hashem is present with the sick person. So again, as I'm mentioning, I don't know if our big focus here is to pray in Aramaic or not pray in Aramaic. Most of us are not proficient in Aramaic, that this should be a relevant shaila to us. But what emerges is that Aramaic becomes a test case. Which methods of prayer deal directly with Hashem, and which ones have to go through the angels? So far we have two. Tzibur, davening with a minyan, is directly with Hashem, and davening in the presence of the sick person is also directly to Hashem, and therefore is described, even accepted in Aramaic, because Hashem accepts. It's only the angels that have this reluctance. The Tamim Deim from the Ravid continues on this theme and gives another two examples. He says that tsa'aka, if it's a fervent prayer, very specific, heartfelt prayer, goes directly to Hashem and can even be in Aramaic in his description. And also dima, if a person davens with tears, then sha'arei dima uslo ninalu, the gate of tears is not closed. It goes directly to Hashem, and also makes no difference what language it's in, because it deals directly with Hashem. So again, Aramaic as a test case, which prayers deal with angels and which do not. We have four examples of how to circumvent the angels and deal directly with Hashem. The Gemara continues and wonders, indeed, Ein Malachei Asharis Makirim B'Lashon Arami. Do the angels not deal in Aramaic? V'atanya, we have two specific cases in which angels dealt in Aramaic. And the Gemara answers, Ibaya Sema, if you want, we have one approach, that Baskol Shaini Deleish Mue Avida, that a Baskol, a specific voice from heaven, works in Aramaic because that's its purpose, to communicate to people, and it can communicate in that way. But the general approach among the angels is they don't like Aramaic. The Ibaya Sema, or if you want, you could say that these stories, when you encounter Aramaic, is dealing with Gavriel. And Gavriel is a specific angel who, Bal Gavriel Valimdo Shivim Lashon, Gavriel knows all the languages, he's proficient, he works with them. The tradition is that he taught Yosef in jail before he went to Paro all 70 languages, because languages were very important to the Egyptian royalty. And like this, Yosef walked in prepared. So Gavriel deals with languages, but generally you don't know which angel is going to be a conduit or part of the mission. And therefore, the Gemara tells us that Aramaic is indeed an exception, and a person should not do prayers in Aramaic, unless it's one of those cases that we described, which is an exception. And this is indeed how it's brought in Halacha, Simen Kuf Aleph Sif Dalid, Yesh Omrim, the approach that we follow, Da'af Yochid Kishesho'el Tzerachov, even an individual, when he prays, Yochal Lishol B'chol Lashon, he can pray in any language, Chutz Miloshan Arami, except for Aramaic, because the angels view it as a corrupted Hebrew and find it improper. But again, for our purposes, the remarkable lesson, I believe, of this Gemara is to be aware of which types of davening have direct routing to Hashem. Davening with a minyan, davening in front of a sick person, heartfelt prayer, and prayer with tears. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.